WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 57 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Multiple public safety agencies were behind the Bush Library for 10 hours yesterday. That's after two suspicious items were found along a trail between the library and the future burial site of the 41st president and his wife. Texas A&M Police Lieutenant Alan Barone says the College Station bomb squad used a water cannon attached to a robot to hit what appeared to be a PVC coupling stuck inside a cup.
Following that, the University Police Department's canine unit came in and inspected the area for any traces of explosive material, but none were found.
As the FBI's evidence recovery team picked up fragments, they found a plastic box partially covered in duct tape, which brought back the bomb squad.
And during this time, the College Station Fire Department monitored the area with specialized equipment to determine that it was okay for individuals to reenter the area. There were no harmful odors or chemicals from the second object.
Barone says no library operations were affected. Last night's Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce annual banquet was the last for President Roy Sickman, who is retiring at the end of this year.
During my life, I've had the privilege of being in all 50 states, lived in about 16 of them. John Anderson stole my line because what I was going to say, and he said so well, there's not a more giving or caring community anywhere in the United States than Bryan College Station.
Incoming Chamber Board Chairman David O'Neill says his top goal is to have the transition to a new president go successfully and seamlessly.
It's so important that we don't miss a beat internally or externally.
Hickman, who has led the Chamber's administrative team since January 1998, received a standing ovation at the end of the banquet. It's been 10 months since David Molak, a 16-year-old from San Antonio, took his own life after being cyberbullied. Since then, his family and state representatives have worked on creating legislation to prevent and combat cyberbullying. Chris Molak, David's older brother, is a student at Texas A&M.
We examined other state laws that we thought were suitable, but that's the whole purpose. We want the law to accomplish the right purpose. We don't want it to be used in the wrong way, in other legal proceedings, and that like tarnish the bill. We also don't want it to be cut short of what it needs to accomplish.
The Molak family, with the help of two state lawmakers from San Antonio and another family affected by cyberbullying, filed David's Law yesterday, the first day legislation can be filed for the 85th legislative session. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner's first bill to file for next year's legislative session is to create statewide control of ride-sharing companies. Schwertner first called for statewide regulations after his constituents reacted to regulations imposed by the Austin City Council that resulted in Uber and Lyft leaving the capital city.
5,000 or so individuals that were directly employed, my understanding, by Uber or Lyft in Senate District 5, and there were tens of thousands that utilized the service.
Schwertner is not done filing bills, including one he introduced 2 years ago to raise the exemption on the franchise tax from $1 to $4 million.
I think it's the right bill because it gives some burden relief from the tax, as well as having to do the accounting for the franchise tax for those small businesses that really are the job creators and growth engine for Texas.
You can read Schwertner's ride-sharing legislation online at WTAW.com. The lawyer for a North Texas veteran who claims he was humiliated at a local Chili's on Veterans Day met with the restaurant's lawyers. Army vet Ernest Walker says his meal was snatched away by a manager at the Chili's in Cedar Hill when he went there for their Veterans Day deal. The reason? The manager didn't believe he was a veteran. Chili's parent company Brinker says in a statement they apologize and that the manager has been removed. Lee Merritt, who represents Walker, says his client doesn't only want compensation.
Mr. Walker works with a number of civil rights organizations in the city. To the extent that Chili's or Brinker Company may be interested in partnering with some of their initiatives, we haven't discussed that yet. They were certainly open to working with us and making it a long-term relationship instead of just one bitter one.
Both sides will meet again at a later date. WTAW news time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 57 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at news this morning at 8:30, or you can always go to our website at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. Now, Jen, we were talking about the numbers earlier, and we were talking about how it's looking, how it looked in October and everything like that. But previously, much earlier than that, we were talking about kind of the high end. And, and what is that looking like right now as far as October's numbers go?
Well, it's interesting because we had talked about the fact that, you know, when you're moving from a buyer's market to a seller's market, you kind of see those changes going from the lower end properties to the higher end properties. And when I say lower end, I mean, I just mean lower priced properties to the higher priced properties. And so what we saw was 14 homes over $1 million that sold in 2015. And in all of our prior conversations, there had only been one that had sold this year. That number is now to two. And I know personally of one that will be closing, this month. So that'll go to three. So, you know, again, I just feel like we're going to have a really strong fall and winter.
Awesome. Well, you guys are the number experts. So I know that you know what you're talking about. Get in touch with them online, zarealestate.com.
It's time to go back in time. Bud Light invites you to join the fun of the Texas Renaissance Festival, happening every weekend through November 27th, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides. Only a 55-acre theater could contain this much adventure. Tickets are on sale now at texrenfest.com. Don't miss the legendary revelry of the Texas Renaissance Festival, brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
Good morning, it's 8:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. Also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure is in control of the weather for today. It'll remain in control of the weather right through Thursday. Very little weather action from Texas eastward across the central Gulf Coast. It'll be sunny today. Our highs will approach 80 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low around 55. More sun for tomorrow. Highs 80 to 85. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy 60. Partly sunny and 80 to 85 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There, it's 8:12. We're just talking about real estate a minute ago. President-elect Donald Trump doesn't start his new gig for a few months, but already he is creating a real estate boom. TMZ.com polled some New York City property brokers, discovered that properties that have his last name on it, now hot commodities.
I bet they are.
So there, somebody they talked to, we don't know who it is, says they had four serious buyers that want properties in Trump's buildings and are willing to pay about $3 million for the homes.
Whew.
Other agents agree. They say Trump properties are top quality and the brand is stronger than ever. They've always been top quality. That hasn't,
right.
That hasn't changed. But,
yeah,
in
the week that it's been. But, yeah, I would want to live in his places, too, if I could and was around that area.
Yeah,
and
I had that kind of money. So,
you know, you're probably going to be taken care of.
Yeah. Presidential palace.
Yeah, exactly.
Something like that. All right, so here's your warning for today. I waited until maybe your kids are out of the car. Finding Dory is out on DVD today.
Ah!
So, yeah, you know, exactly. So go get that.
I still haven't seen it, and I loved Finding Nemo, but I just had, I really haven't seen a movie in a while.
I got
but
you, but that's, but it's out there, and it's, it's available also.
And so Ellen's just making more and more money.
Sure, because she doesn't have any.
Yeah.
Soap opera with Swords, the complete sixth season comes out today also. Oh, there you go. Yeah, breathtaking for both y'all. And the Peanuts Holiday Anniversary Collection will be out.
All right.
If you want to be doing that. And fans still have to wait until next spring before they can finally watch the live-action version of Beauty and the Beast on the big screen. But yesterday we got a little glimpse of the Disney, what do you call it, tale as old as time, as they call it.
Yeah.
It's It's a full length trailer, so there.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So. We'll
do they dance?
Interesting to see what else Disney's gonna do after this.
Make more money.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but I mean, what other movies are gonna turn into live action?
You know, we didn't do the story last week, but kind of to recap it, Disney's numbers came out as a corporation in the investment world, not what they wanted.
Oh.
And it's because people are leaving ESPN.
Oh.
From their cable. And they had ESPN and Nielsen. Nielsen is the TV reporting company. They'd kind of gotten into a wedding contest, if you will, over the numbers, because Nielsen had said that the numbers had really gone down. They said this on a Wednesday. Well, of course, ESPN just blows up. I think that's two Wednesdays ago. ESPN just blows up, says that's not true, that's not the case. And so Nielsen backs away from it the next day. And then on Friday, they come back and go, no, we're right. Mm. And we're talking hundreds of thousands of people that have left ESPN.
Wow.
They just they don't want to spend the money to watch it on their cable simply because there's a whole bunch of different things, different devices, different ways that you can get it.
Right. Mm.
Or you can go to a bar and watch it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the thing to understand is your cable provider pays ESPN for every one of the subscriptions that they have. So you may be a person who buys Suddenlink product and never watches ESPN, but you pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had the discussion before, when does cable go to a la carte, where you actually get to pick and choose?
Right, now, like a custom menu.
Exactly right. Well, you know, the cable companies aren't really too jazzed about doing that. But, you know, one of the things that you can do is, for instance, with Sling, you can, if you want to go ahead and add ESPN, it costs a little bit more. And then if you want to add some other things, it costs a little bit more. So they do kind of have an a la carte type thing.
And what is that? Sling?
Sling, okay. Yep. Sling allows you to watch your TV no matter where you are in the world, as a matter of fact. You're kind of watching your TV, if you will. And then there's something called Roku, if you know Roku.
Yeah.
That's not live television, but that gives you a chance to also kind of take their free channels and their subscription. But the bottom line is there are a lot of different ways to get the product now from when it all started, and people have just decided, nah, I don't want to be tied to that, and so they've cut the cord, and that makes it kind of hard on ESPN. So Disney has not made the numbers that they had anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see, but they're a big company.
Some people say, too, that, you know, ESPN, which is a sports station, has kind of gone a little too political for a lot of people.
Well, that's very true. That's exactly right. Now, you know, of course, they own every college football bowl game now, pretty much, that you'd want to see. I don't think they own the toenail bowl. But
that, all the ones you want to see.
Yeah, but they've got all the ones that you'd like to see. So, I mean, they do. And the thing is, they're now starting to drive college football, not only changing what time games are, what days games are. It's, you know, since they are the money, then, yes, you can have 3.5-minute commercial breaks and that kind of thing. All right, it's time for couple fun. Time for couple fun in Wisconsin. Couple tried to trick a car wash machine with a $10 bill and a string. They inserted the bill in the machine, ate it, breaking the string, keeping the bill, refusing to give them any change. Now, of course, your average crook would walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Not this couple. They returned the next day, demanded a full refund from the manager, who found the bill with the string attached.
Wow.
And called police. And then
it's a $10 car wash.
Yeah, really.
I was trying to take my $10 bill back out of your machine, and it ate it.
Yeah.
I want it back.
What did they want the refund for?
I don't know.
Like, what did they, what was their plea?
Not
exactly.
Sure. Peter and Brandy Oberdeck of Florida having a lover's quarrel.
This
can happen. Yeah, while they were both kind of hopped up on drugs. Yeah, she threw a wrench at him, hit him in the thigh. That's what he grabbed.
Chelsea, you got a little bit too much enjoyment out of that.
Well, that's when he grabbed the sword.
Whoa. The sword?
The sword. And
escalated
went after her.
Quickly.
Because I have one of those in my living room.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he dropped it at some point, but she grabbed it, sliced him in the stomach and the arm. He's going to
Because the wrench wasn't enough.
Yeah, he's going to be fine. Well, he picked the sword up.
I know.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can categorically say they're both not going to be fine.
Yeah, Brandy was arrested, charged with aggravated battery. So, we'll see. And then while we're just kind of poking around in the news, the Continental Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Chicago being fined more than $100,000 after five of their patients OD'd on heroin.
Oh.
Which is, of course, what you would expect in the nursing and rehab center.
Mm-hmm. Right, in the rehab center. Yeah. Access to heroin. Yep.
All of them lived and were sent back, but two of them OD'd again. The nursing home didn't report the incident. Hospital did. Now the state and the feds want some answers.
Where's the heroin coming from?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Continental contesting some of the charges.
Yeah.
But maybe not all of them. Just saying. And then in Alabama, a man sitting in his kitchen when he heard a pop and sounded immediately followed by the sound of breaking glass. Now, the broken glass was in a kitchen window, which was shattered from the inside of the guy's home.
Huh.
What he discovered upon investigation was that a bullet came into his home through the living room wall, past his head, and out the kitchen window.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It came from?
Out in the street. That's all he knows.
Oh, wow.
Guy went into his backyard hoping to find the bullet stuck in a tree or in a shed or something, but he couldn't find it. Police aren't sure where the shot came from. Because the guy pretty much lives in the middle of nowhere.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That is scary.
That's one of my most irrational fears, that in like a plane just falling through the roof of wherever I am. Yeah. You know?
Hello?
Yeah, the wrench and sword fight started over a $10 bill.
Yeah. It had a string on it.
Who that was.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, that's a little bit scary. And, well, you mentioned that, too. Had a story this morning about drone that collided with an airplane.
Oh.
Or almost collided with an airplane, and it injured two crew members. I don't see that right now. I'll find it a little bit later on. But it's there's weird stuff out there. Oh, this makes you feel good?
Yep.
NYPD says it will boost security for the upcoming Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade ISIS terrorists published a guide.
Oh.
In the group's English language magazine for would-be extremists to use trucks to kill innocent people on jammed city streets.
Oh.
So, there you are.
That's scary.
Yes,
and that,
it is.
That France incident was just nuts.
Exactly. You know, Ben was over there when that happened.
Yeah.
Just been over
just
there.
Just been over there, yeah. That's the kind of situation.
Where people get together in groups. That's exactly what terrorists want to go for. And for them to actually put out in their English language magazine a guide is a little bit of the...
Very disturbing.
Yeah, not what we want to be hearing. Hello?
That's my new opener. Hey, you want to have a wrench and a sword fight?
Sioux Falls Prater selection of John Deere round balers maximize uptime and minimize operation costs so you're able to do more for less. Right now, get a John Deere round baler at 0% interest for 48 months. John Deere balers are made with the strongest and most durable internal components. They also feature an adjustable hitch, a BaleTrak Pro Monitor controller, and a mega-wide plus pickup with mega-tough pickup teeth. So stop by today or view our inventory at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 28th, 2016. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, November 19th, it's pest control around the home and farm. Are the rodents and insects bugging you? This is the start of their busy season, and we can provide some tips for control this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Okay, heads up. It's time for the EU factor. This is a woman in Manhattan is suing Zara after finding a dead mouse sewn inside a dress she bought there.
Oh!
That's all. Yeah. New York Post says that the woman bought a black dress off the rack from the Zara store in Greenwich, Connecticut back in July. She only noticed a disturbingly pungent odor coming from the dress when she wore it to work a few weeks later.
Oh.
As the lawsuit filed in Manhattan Supreme Court details, despite getting up from her desk and walking around, she was unable to escape the odor.
Blech.
As the day went on, she started to notice that it felt a loose string from in her dress rubbing against
the tail.
Her leg.
Yeah.
It was a leg. It was a little rodent leg. Yeah, opened up the dress and there it was. I'm just saying, there's no good way to tell that story, but that's just it. Now, my thought is she either gets a lifetime pass or owns a store. I'm not sure which. And how does that happen? I mean, how does that happen?
Growth?
I don't know.
Yeah, so there you go. If it's true, and we'll see it is. Okay, so it's a day after the presidential election. A student at Shasta High School in Redding, California, thought it would be hysterical to hand out fake deportation letters to some students.
Oh. So funny.
Yeah. Video was posted, quickly taken down, but not before some screenshots were taken showing the letter looking like it was a real court order. Although it was meant to be funny, administrators took the boys' actions. It was pretty intolerable.
Yeah.
And so that student has not been named and won't be because he's a minor.
Yeah. All right.
Megan McCain, you know her, you hate her. That's right. She used to be on our radio programs here. We finally replaced her with Joe Pags. Anyway, she's going to get a regular slot on Fox News Channel. Variety reports that Megan McCain will anchor a daytime hour called Outnumbered, in which it features four female co-hosts discussing the news of the day with a male guest called One Lucky Guy. Okay.
One Lucky Guy.
That sounds like The View to me.
It does.
Hello.
Yeah, Scott. We live out in the country, and I've had my fair share of run-ins with dead critters. How did that woman not notice the odor when she put the dress on?
Good point.
Why did she wear it to work?
Yeah, it's a good point. Thank you. You're right. That's something she probably should have found at home.
I feel like I noticed like the smallest tag inside my shirt, let alone a dead mouse.
Yeah. So gross.
Well, and again, is that what does your house smell like if you can't smell the dead mouse?
Oh, yeah. Ew.
If you're going to work, you can't
Megan
smell
McCain.
The dead mouse.
Yeah. Megan McCain is all of 5'1". She is a tiny little thing.
She just, it's a long story, but we decided to put her on our radio station.
Okay.
And the reaction was almost instantaneous. And she's a lot of touchy-feely and I'm sure it'll be just fine on Fox. Obviously, there were promises made because her daddy is a senator and all that kind of stuff. But she didn't necessarily fit our format, so now they'll put her on TV and you can not watch her there if you want to. hey, if you're a wrestling fan, WWE SmackDown Live going to mark its 900th episode tonight on the USA Network.
Ooh, yeah, brother. Yeah,
you betcha. Go ahead and capture it if you don't have time to watch it live. The Undertaker, for the first time since he defeated SmackDown Live Commissioner Shane McMahon earlier this year, will be there for the Hell in a Cell.
All right.
Hell in a Cell.
WrestleMania 32. You've been warned, or you can capture it if you want to. Hello.
Yeah, I heard Trump had the kid in California for consideration of Homeland Security.
Ah, yeah. We'll see how that works. HBO says they've renewed their sci-fi western Westworld for a second season. See how that works. TV Guide reports the show has actually registered more viewers in the first season than either Soap Opera with Swords or True Detective averaged in their similar times in the first season. Westworld. Based on an old movie where you go into this old West where robots are there.
Mm. Oh.
And that's okay until they start apparently thinking for themselves.
Oh, yeah.
So that's not good. No, probably not going to work well. And if you remember, Chris Maloney used to be the guy on Law & Order SUV.
Yeah, Elliot Stabler.
That's him. Obviously, Chelsea, a regular viewer.
Big fan.
We'll start an upcoming sci-fi drama pilot called Happy. Based on a graphic novel of the same name, he'll reportedly be playing a former detective who's fallen on hard times, makes just enough money to buy booze, drugs, and become a hired killer for the mob.
Just enough.
It's called Happy. But after one hit goes wrong, his life has changed.
How much money is that? How much money is just enough to be a hitman for the mob?
Well, no, just enough to buy booze. And then I don't know.
And he has to become a hitman. So,
and again, this guy plays dark people.
He does, because even Stabler had some issues.
He did. And actually, if you've ever seen the show Inside the Actor's Studio, it's a pretty good series where, what's his name, Lipton? I don't remember his first name.
James Lipton
interviews people for like an hour. And talking to Christopher Maloney was really, really interesting, because he's done some tremendous comedy parts as well. He's had places that were comedies that were just tremendous. And
he was in Runaway Bride and he played the guy that she was supposed to be marrying for the last time.
Yes, that's right.
But it's just kind of funny to see him in that type of thing.
It is. And he tells a story that we could not even begin to tell on the radio, which was really, really, really funny about how he got his first break in Hollywood. But anyway, he's done some funny
stuff
as well. But yeah, go look it up. But anyway, it's this sounds like another dark show for him. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that goes for him.
The Anxious Spleen. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. New research in stressed-out rats has discovered a brain-spleen connection. At the annual meeting of the Society for Neuroscience, Ohio State researcher Jonathan Godbout and his colleagues report that stressful situations cause the spleen to store up inflammatory white blood cells. A month later, just a mild reminder of that stress triggers a release of those cells, which travel to the brain and cause fresh feelings of extreme anxiety.
I can tell you that if I take that spleen out of that animal, we can't reoccur stress. We can't cause a reoccurrence of stress if I remove the whole spleen.
Other research suggests there may be similar effects in people. Godbout says if that's the case, the spleen could play a role in post-traumatic stress disorder and other anxiety-related psychological conditions, and could be a new target for treatment. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Home Depot nailed it again, and the nation's largest home improvement chain upped its outlook for the year. A sales surged over the summer, and customers spent more with each visit. Home Depot and rival Lowe's have stood out from other retailers for several years now, thanks in part to ultra-low mortgage rates that have led to a warming housing market and an increase in refinancing. The number of customer transactions rose 2.4%, and the average receipt jumped 3%. New research from Britain has found that LED lights are much less attractive to nuisance insects than traditional filament lamps. Scientists say the findings highlight the urgent need for further research on other heat-seeking flies that transmit disease, including mosquitoes, that are carriers of pathogens that cause damaging diseases such as malaria and Zika. NASDAQ named Adina Friedman as its next CEO, which would make her the first woman to lead a major U.S. stock exchange operator. On Wall Street, futures this morning are little changed. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you're buying Amazon's Echo or Google's Home as a holiday gift, remember, they're always listening. Kim Gabando with your Tuesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. You know, I'm always amused with the dual mood of Americans on personal privacy. We go nuts over government snooping, but we volunteer all sorts of personal information to websites, surveys, and credit lenders. Consider Amazon's Echo and Google's Home. They listen at all times. Both keep an audio recording of every voice command as you summon their services to tell you the weather or play a song. Google and Amazon use these files to constantly improve voice recognition. And while we're bringing these things into our homes by the millions, here's what's certain. While we clamor for more privacy, we let these things into our homes without much thought. Remember, they listen all the time. Don't think for a moment that tech companies and our government are not taking notice. Stay ahead with all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. You really need to check this out. Epson's revolutionary EcoTang printers. And listen to this. Cartridge-free printing. That's right. Epson has produced a refillable ink tank ready to print for up to 2 years. Imagine a printer that comes with enough ink right in the box to print up to 8,500 pages. That's equivalent to 50 ink cartridge sets. You save up to 80% on ink with low-cost replacement bottles. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 is a wireless, all-in-one printer. High-speed, vivid colors, and laser-quality black text. Easy wireless printing for PCs, tablets, and smartphones. Go cartridge-free for an unbeatable combination of convenience and value. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. Go to Epson.com/EcoTank to learn more. That's Epson.com/EcoTank. Epson, exceed your vision.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 59 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Royce Hickman's 18th and final annual banquet as president of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce ended with a round of thanks to his family and his community.
There's not a more giving or caring community anywhere in the United States than Bryan College Station. Whenever we need anything, you are there for it. And I don't care whether it's in a tragedy or in a situation where we just need help. We always can find people who will help us here. And I thank you for that. It's what makes being in this job so great.
Incoming Chamber Board Chairman David O'Neill says a search committee is working to select Hickman's successor. It was a 10-hour day yesterday for multiple public safety agencies on the grounds of the Bush Library. That's after two suspicious items were found behind the library along a trail that goes to the future burial site of the 41st president and his wife.
Were they just something that somebody accidentally left behind? Were they intentionally placed there? Those are all questions investigators will be looking into as they proceed.
Texas A&M Police Lieutenant Alan Barone says a PVC coupling inside a cup and a plastic box partially covered in duct tape were hit with a water cannon attached to a bomb squad robot. The fragments were collected by the FBI's evidence recovery team and will be tested. Barone says no library operations were affected. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner plans on filing several bills before the start of the legislative session in January. His first is to create statewide control of ride-sharing companies. That's after hearing from his constituents north of Austin who reacted to Uber and Lyft pulling out of the capital city.
I think it's really a travesty that if individuals fly in from out of state and they try to whip out their phone and hail an Uber or a Lyft, that they can't do so. In Austin, I think that sends the wrong message that Texas is not open for business. And I think it's very important that we as a legislature change that.
Schwertner also hopes the new presidential administration will provide more federal flexibility in the state's Medicaid program. You can read Schwertner's ride-sharing legislation online at WTAW.com. More than 500 bills were filed yesterday, which was the first day lawmakers could propose legislation. Another bill, David's Law, is named after David Molak of San Antonio. David's Law is aimed to combat and prevent cyberbullying.
This is the first time any kid has grown up with such connection at such a young age, and that can be really damaging.
Texas A&M student Chris Molak is David's older brother and has been working on this piece of legislation since last January when David took his own life after being bullied online. Other proposals included exempting Texas from daylight saving time and offering pre-kindergarten to all four-year-olds. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 59 degrees. You can text us any time of the day at 979-695-1620. And you can follow us on social media at WTAW1620. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis. Recently, I had a young couple come to my office, and they had a new baby, and they did not have an up-to-date will. They needed this, and this was the greatest gift that the husband could provide for his wife. And so if you do not have a current will or you need one updated, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in Brazos County.
779-7200 or familyandestatelaw.com.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters! Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah. Nuh-uh.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Oh, hi. Right now, I'm getting a remarkably heartfelt bear hug from Smokey Bear. Thanks, big guy. Now, if you could let me down. See, I made sure there were no low-hanging branches when I set up my campfire. And before we left, I drowned out my campfire, stirred it, drowned it out again, then made sure it was cold. Visit SmokeyBear.com to learn tips to prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
8:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service called Skyline Communications. 775-2929. Here we go.
High pressure will be the main weather maker across the region over the next several days. We'll be looking at abundant sunshine for today. Temperatures making their way up to about 80 degrees this afternoon. Overnight, we're going to be clear. Lows will fall back to about 55. Sunshine's back with us tomorrow. It's a warm day. Highs will be 80 to 85. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 60. Partial sunshine for Thursday with a high of 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There goes Tuesday. Time to talk about things going on at Aguila Humane. Carly's here this morning. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Okay, here we go. It's the cutest dog video ever. It's a video shot by pet owners in England that show a pooch named Buzz, the boxer, watching television in a living room. Commercial comes on, shows another dog jumping up and down on a trampoline. Buzz immediately responds and begins leaping in unison with the dog on the screen to his own trampoline that doesn't exist. Clip's gone viral, hundreds of thousands of views. Have you seen that one?
No, I haven't. I'm going to now.
Okay. Now there's this one from Cypress, Texas, just up the road. I mean, like 70 miles from here. Police raided a home after a man complained that he bought a kitten for $3,000 from Trisha Meyer, but never got the cat. Authorities found several wild animals, including three tigers, a cougar, monkeys, a skunk, and a fox. Oh, my. Teresa, also living with her daughter, who's 14, she has permits for the tiger. She didn't have any for the other animals, charged with child endangerment and being held for $2,000 bond.
Wow.
Have you ever dealt with exotics?
I have, yeah. But not that big.
Is that, well, okay, so like what kind of exotics have you dealt with?
I worked at a wildlife center in Nebraska.
Oh, okay.
So
all
everything
right.
there, the biggest thing was maybe a coyote, but they were just puppies.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah. And I know they can't be domesticated, but do they, I mean, at least will they deal with humans at that when they're little?
Yeah, yeah, because they rely on us for
food. Oh, you're
a
food source. Oh, okay, yeah, that would be different. Yeah. All right, so you have a wildlife center in Nebraska. What other kind of things were there?
Oh, we got everything. We got foxes. We got a couple bobcat kittens. I also was at the zoo in Omaha, Nebraska for a little while. But
yeah.
I was in the place where you go and pet all of them.
Oh, okay,
so
the petting
goats,
zoo kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so those were kind of different. All right, well, anyhow, but and obviously there are people who keep big cats, but I just can't imagine. At some point they're going to turn on you. They're cats to begin with. So anyway, so enough of that. What's going on at the Humane Society?
With the smaller animals.
Yeah, yeah.
So this Saturday, the 19th, from 10 to 4, we're going to be out at Sterling Subaru and Bryan, and we're going to be doing fee-waived adoptions. We're going to take as many cats and dogs, puppies and kittens as we can, and then it's going to be kind of first come, first serve. You have to have an approved application. You can do that a few different ways. You can do an application at the event. Mm-hmm. You can go and fill out the application. We can approve it there on site. Or even easier is if you can get one approved beforehand, and that way, right at 10 when we open, you can go straight towards the animals and see which one you want. You'll have a little better chance at getting one. If you've been kind of looking at our Facebook and website, keeping your eye on one that you know is going to be going to the event. To do it beforehand, you just can either come into the shelter and fill one out and have them approve it, and then they'll give you a copy to bring with you. Or you can do it online and email it in. They can do it that way, too, and email it back. Or, like I said, you could do it at the event. And as fee-waived adoptions, they're going to come with everything that we already give all of our other animals, microchips, spay, neuter, all of their first round of vaccines, if not more. If they're over 4 months, I'll have a rabies shot. You get a free exam coupon to take and go to one of the local vets. So you get everything. And it's a great event. Our shelter is overflowing right now in dogs and cats. So we want to get these animals into homes.
Oh, what time does it start?
At 10 o'clock. Okay. And we're going to be in the used car dealership at Sterling Subaru and Bryan.
Well, again, they've done it before. And it's neat to have some neighbors who'll do that for you.
Yes, absolutely. We do it, I think, four times a year.
So
this one's coming up. And then the next one probably won't be until next year. So if you're wanting a pet for the holidays, this is a great time to do it.
Yep, better deal. And sometimes there's a chance upon there could be a purebred in there. Who knows? It doesn't mean that they're all like shelter mutts. They could be the real thing.
And puppies.
Yeah.
And puppies. We've got some great, great dogs. Right, we take the best of the best. So, and cats too. And then another thing, looking forward to Christmas, we sell gift cards for microchips. If you know someone that's on your Christmas list that their pet might need a microchip, we sell gift cards for those. We also sell gift cards for adoption. So if you know of someone who's looking for a pet, we can do a gift card for an adoption, and then they can
adopt instead of shop around for a pet, and that would really help our animals too.
So what are our prices for those two products?
So for adult animals, it's $95. Mm-hmm. So that's for cats and dogs.
Okay.
Puppies and kittens are $125.
Okay.
Microchips are $25.
All right,
so you can pay for the gift card and then give them to your loved ones.
That's a cool thing, for sure. If they want some more information about all this, what do?
They go to our website, aggielandhumane.org.
Okay, thanks, Carly.
Thank you.
Yep, visit those folks on Tuesdays, and Kate's here this morning from the Chamber. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Good. Big banquet last night, huh?
Yes, it was a great event.
Good, good, good. What else you have for us today?
Well, next Monday, November 21st, we have a Lunch and Learn with Vision Point Advisory Group. This event is free to the public to attend, so we invite you to come out to the Chamber office at 11:45 a.m. At this Lunch and Learn, you're going to learn how to identify your best strategy for saving for college. So whether you're a parent or maybe a student yourself, this is going to give you some great advice. Also, if you do not qualify for financial aid, this is going to be a great event for you to come to and kind of learn what your different options are.
Sure.
So we invite you to come out to this free event next Monday, November 21st. Then one of our favorite events around the Chamber, Ag Breakfast, is next Tuesday, November 22nd. It's sponsored by Brazos County Farm Bureau, Capital Farm Credit, and Producers Cooperative Association. It's going to be held at the Brazos County Expo from 7 to 8 a.m. Tickets are $15, and this event features food grown and produced locally by farmers in our area. And then...
Yeah, sorry, you can clear your throat on the radio. That's okay. If you got to do it, you got to do it. That's all right. Not a problem.
And then next, our business after hours for December is actually going to be held on the very first day of December, Thursday, December 21st, and that's at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. And this one's always special because they do the tree lighting at this event. Mm-hmm. And instead of having the tree lighting after business after hours, it's actually going to be at the beginning. So the tree is going to be lit at 5:30 this year.
Great.
And we're really excited about that.
Good.
So we invite everyone out to attend that event. For ribbon cuttings this week, we have one today at Empowerment Med. That's going to start at 4:30. And that's located on 2551 South Texas Avenue. And then tomorrow we have a deluxe ribbon cutting for 100 Park at Century Square. And this is a brand new development that everyone's been talking about. And this ribbon cutting is to showcase their new 21 and over loft style apartments.
Okay.
And so we're really excited to kind of get a tour of those. The ribbon cutting will start at 4, but if you're interested in a tour, they'll be giving those starting at 3.
Okay.
So that's tomorrow.
Okay.
And then we have another ribbon cutting this week on Thursday, November 17th. It's for J. Quinn Productions, and that one's going to be held at the Chamber office. So if you're looking to kind of support a new business, head out to the Chamber on Thursday at 4:30.
Okay.
Also, we just want to give a special thank you to one of our Inner Circle members, the Bank and Trust of Bryan College Station. They're a major supporter of the Chamber, and we really appreciate all they do.
Okay, good. If they want more information, what do they do?
If you want more information about any of these events, you can visit our website at bcschamber.org, or you can give us a call at 979-260-5200.
Okay. Thanks, Kate. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yep. Visit with the folks from the Chamber as well. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
80 years ago, life was simple, and so is insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Rankin has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a business owner, you've poured your blood, sweat, and tears into your passion. So save money while working with someone you know and someone you trust. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. People just like you, providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
The secret for a great day starts with a great night's sleep, and I get that every night on my Casper mattress. Casper was invented with two high-tech supportive foams that guarantee that you're going to get the best night's sleep ever. Time magazine named it one of the best inventions of 2015, and you can try it in your home for 100 nights, risk-free. If you don't love it, Casper will come by, pick it up, and refund every single dime. Casper.com. Use the promo code BECK for $50 off the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com. Promo code BECK. Terms and conditions may apply.
All right, so it's holiday time. Part of holidays, lights, making your house look great. Maybe the trees, too. Folks that can help you with that is ABC Home and Commercial Services, one of the many things they do. Have you done it before? Done the ladders, done the extension cords, find the broken lights, all of that stuff? Yeah. Well, ABC Home and Commercial Services does it. They do it right. Been doing it for years. Great to have them come out. Install your holiday lights. They've been doing it all over the Brazos Valley for a long time. They'll customize the design to your liking, install the lights where you want them, and return after the holidays, take them down, put them in boxes, and store them in your attic. Yep, More importantly, your lights will look better than your neighbors. And here's the deal. It's all for one predetermined price. And then next year, they return, they reinstall the lights, and the cost is way less the second year because you already own the lights. Plus, they're good guys to have around. Don't forget, they always use background checks to make sure that everybody who puts on that ABC uniform is top-notch. So call ABC right now. Get in touch with them. Make your plans to have them decorate your home this year. Aggie-owned, ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialist for your environment. It's 11 minutes till. So how about that lady in Cyprus keeping tigers? I'm not thinking that'd be much, you know, want them as a neighbor. hey, your tiger got out again. Hey, well,
I'm not touching it.
No, really.
Tigers in Cyprus.
Yeah, really. That's what I mean. Yeah, a few of them, as a matter of fact.
Sorry, I just checked in.
Yeah, they did. Yeah,
crazy.
The police found them there. And she keeps some monkeys and skunks and a fox.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Three cows stranded on a tiny patch of land in New Zealand have been rescued. The cows drew attention after the 7.8 magnitude earthquake that they had in New Zealand triggered landslides. That was on Monday, causing the animals to become trapped on a small grassy cliff. A farmer and some workers managed to make a makeshift path leading the cows to safety on Tuesday. Animals were hot, dehydrated, but they're going to be okay. The percentage of parents who spank their little kids' bottoms seems to be in decline in recent years. Researchers at Georgetown University found the percentage of moms in middle-income families who reported spanking their kids has declined from 46% to 21% over a 23-year study period. LiveScience.com says that doesn't mean spanking itself is on decline, just that parents aren't admitting it. Either out of shyness or embarrassment.
That's what I was going to say. But
well, you know,
yeah, they're too afraid that someone's going to take a picture and put it
right
on the internet.
Or take it to CPS
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, that too.
Now, and that's the thing is, you know, once you get spanked that first time, all they have to do is say, go get me the whatever. And then you as the little kid goes, no, I won't do it again, Or it used to be the old go out and cut me a switch off that tree
kind
of thing.
Or you could just go one.
Yeah, that too.
Two.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, all right. Good news. Wash your ears out. It's a Gilmore Girls story.
Ooh.
Yeah, there you go. The new Gilmore Girl. Thank you. Okay, A Year in the Life.
Yes.
Will be four episodes on Netflix, and it starts
Friday.
Yeah,
next Friday.
That's right. Wow. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. Includes most of the original cast members, including Lauren Graham, Alexis Bledel.
Okay. Houston Girl.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Kelly Bishop, Scott Patterson, Sean Gunn, Kiko Agena.
Uh-huh. She's, Lane.
Okay. Lisa Weil. Matt, what's this guy's name? He's in The Good Wife, because I know his name.
Oh, Logan. Yeah, I don't know what his name is, but yes. He's Logan in Gilmore Girls.
He's a UCR guy. Anyway.
Yeah, really cute blonde.
Mm-hmm. Jared Padalecki.
Yes.
And,
Supernatural is what he also stars in.
Milo
Ventimiglia.
Yes. Yeah. He is in This Is Us, that show I've been telling you guys about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Melissa McCarthy. So,
yeah.
All those people are going to be in. That's a pretty good turnout.
It's a really good turnout. Really the only one, and unfortunately it's because he passed away after the show, was Richard Sherman, who plays the grandfather, which they do address in the upcoming revival.
And so now how many episodes in this revival are they
four.
Doing?
Four.
Episodes.
Four.
And how long was the show on itself?
Seven seasons.
Is that right? Wow.
And they, Amy Palladino or Sherman Palladino, if her name's hyphenated, she was not asked to come back and write the final season. It was kind of a big deal.
Oh, okay.
But she did get asked to come back and write for this revival.
Okay.
So, and the seventh season was still phenomenal. It didn't really fall off like it does sometimes when writers change, but seven seasons, and then this
now,
will
is
be...
this drama, or is it a dramedy, or what is it really?
It's kind of comedy. It's just, basically, just to summarize it, it's about a woman who had her baby when she was 16, mm-hmm. and they've really just grown up to become best friends.
Okay.
And her parents are still in her life, but she comes from a lot of money, but didn't want any of her parents' money. And but her daughter's kind of a brainiac. She ends up going to Yale.
Okay.
And they grew up in this very small town called Stars Hollow, which is in Connecticut. Okay. So just kind of their ins and outs of their lives.
Well,
but
it's obviously popular. I
mean, it's very popular. Yeah. Very good writing. There it's just go. Super witty.
Steve yeah. Harvey show wrapping up in May after 5 seasons. That's all right. He'll be back. This guy makes more money than God.
Now you're talking about a show I know
gee
about.
Whiz. This guy is so busy. I only see him on Family Feud when I'm just kind of passing through on the Game Show Network. He's a funny guy. I mean, mm-hmm. just a funny guy. And I think a pretty good dude. Hey.
Hey, y'all might want to clarify for the guys in the audience that the Richard Sherman who died is not the Seattle Seahawks Richard Sherman.
Thank you. That's a good point.
Good
I
point. He
that.
Did not play Rory's no. grandfather no, in the not. Gilmore
that's,
Girls.
That's very good. Because when you said that, I went, wait a minute, I know that name from somewhere. Yeah. Richard Sherman played last Sunday, I think.
Yeah.
Got into trouble for roughing up a punter a couple of weeks
ago.
More
yes.
trouble, you mean?
Yeah, yes. yeah, that's true.
But he defended himself.
Corey Lewandowski, this is the guy who used to be the campaign manager for Donald Trump, is resigning his job as a political commentator on CNN. Maybe he's got a better gig in D.C. now.
Ooh.
We'll see how that works out. If you saw the movie Mrs. Doubtfire back in 1993, that house is for sale. It's in Pacific Palisades Heights. It's only $4.1 million. How can a home in San Francisco only be $4 million? It's got to be a wreck on the inside. That's
oh,
all
really?
I can say. Well, yeah. yeah it's
Well, it's one of the painted ladies, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it yeah. is. Those houses that are the different colors. And
yeah, I can't imagine them, because the other one was used for Full House.
Yes, yep. that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, seabirds eating plastic in the ocean because they think it smells good. Well,
what does plastic smell
what?
Like?
When mealtime comes around, a new University of California study found that many species of ocean-faring birds, including an albatross and the petrels, follow their noses to the smell of dying algae. Los Angeles Times says that aroma is a sign to the birds of tasty krill, and so they get to eat. What's possible is that through this process, it's been hijacked, that the olfactory trap of the birds smelling something in the ocean that smells like that compound, it in fact is the plastic that is got a stinky sulfur compound in
huh.
it. So now what's going to happen? Are they going to make it smell bad to us so the birds won't like it if we throw it in the ocean?
Yeah, that's coming next.
Let's
you know
do
it.
Anything we can to make it tough on us so the birds can live, right?
Of course.
All right, there you go. 3-2.
At Zorneman Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that, too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great, too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zorneman Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
You know you love the Cafe Excel menu, so wait until you try Cafe Excel's Thanksgiving dinner. Enjoy a 22-pound sage-rubbed turkey, creamy poblano mashed potatoes, warm turkey gravy, the classic pumpkin pie, and so much more. Have you ever fed 10 to 12 people this easily? Order on CafeExcelBrianTX.com before November 15th and receive a $25 gift card. Celebrate your family with a meal everyone will love from Cafe Excel. Go to CafeExcelBrianTX.com today.
What would you be able to do with 45 horses? With a John Deere 45-horsepower tractor from Sioux Falls Prater, you'll conquer every chore from moving bales to shredding pastures and more. And you'll save money. Get a 5045E for as low as $14,900. Plus, John Deere 5E tractors now come with a no-cost, industry-leading 5-year powertrain warranty. Get to cptractor.com today. Offer ends December 31st, 2016. Restrictions apply. 5-year, 2,000 hours, whichever comes first. See the limited warranty for new John Deere turf and utility equipment at dealer for details.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Infomaniacs, a little bit of info this morning. Before they were sold nationally, Pop-Tarts were tested in Cleveland in 1963. Uh-huh. There you go. And the phrase fast food, okay? Fast food, first used in 1951 by the Dallas Morning News. So there.
Huh.
Two things you can tell people today that'll make them go.
I love Pop-Tarts.
Yeah. Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Favorite, I love fast food.
Favorite flavor?
Frosted cherry.
Ah. Now, wait a minute, girl.
What?
I mean, you rip people for eating donuts, and you're telling me that not only a Pop-Tart, but a frosted Pop-Tart.
I haven't eaten one in a long time.
Oh, okay. Oh,
but
so that's
frosted cherry and frosted strawberry is actually kind of a tie at the top. Who eats a healthy Pop-Tart?
Know,
there's no such
exactly
thing.
Right.
A healthy
exactly
Pop-Tart?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Might as well go with the frosted.
Kale-flavored?
Ew. Yeah.
Actually, what happened was Jay Sokol, when he worked here, used to eat Pop-Tarts. And so what we did is we got a box of Pop-Tarts. Like the, I think we went to Sam's. And I want to say it was like his... maybe his 30th birthday, and the Pop-Tarts, there were like 34 Pop-Tarts, so we tore the box open, took four Pop-Tarts out, and gave him the box with a hole in it.
Nice.
Gave him one Pop-Tart for every year.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he used to eat those things.
Hey, by the way, I totally screwed up that Richard Sherman name.
Okay, all right.
Our expert Gilmore Girls is Bill Oliver.
Yes, he is.
And it's Edward Herman. I was really close.
Oh, yeah.
I was really close.
Kind of rhymes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's quite an
Richard
actor.
Sherman. You know, sports mind. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's all right.
But I wanted to clarify in case anyone else was freaking out about Richard Sherman dying.
I got you. Okay. Well, we'll save this story for tomorrow. Forensic data off the top of your cell phone.
Ooh.
Yeah, be thinking about that. Discuss it tomorrow. We're back then. WTAW Conversation Brought.